I'd like to welcome you all to Poetry and Song with Joshua Erickson and Kata Schwain. This evening we're just going to showcase a few things that we've composed or written in the last, I don't know how long. Kate had been writing poetry for some time, and I've been writing music probably for about 5 or 6 years. And the songs that I'll be playing tonight are probably a little bit more toward the poetry end of things than I usually sing. Some of them a few of you will recognize, but there's a couple that I haven't done too often. The first song I'm going to play tonight, sort of as a prelude before we really get into things, is a really simple song that I wrote called The Eventuals of Time. And this is a song that I wrote while waiting in the rain for the bus to come on my way to interview for a bank teller job in Seattle. If you can imagine. As soon as I got to that job and I realized the guy was going to require me to wear a tie, I decided it wasn't for me. I got home and I called him. I said, I'm sorry, I think it's a little bit too formal for me. So I had a conversation with a guy from Zimbabwe while I was waiting at the stop. And so this is just a simple song about waiting in the rain. I've been standing in the rain for most of a half an hour. The bus still hasn't come, it's like I'm standing in the shower. And while I wait, I talk to strangers. We talk about the economy and what if wealth goes up and down, things turn slightly on. Talk about life in Zimbabwe, but what the fuck ain't worth a dime? There is no turning back, my friend, from the eventuals of time. No, there is no turning back, my friend, from the eventuals of time. The wealth we got, we decide, is all related to the wealth we ain't. Some say he's a sinner, but I'll be damned if he ain't a saint. The bus still hasn't come, but the rain starts to let up. Let's talk about tomorrow, though tomorrow may never come. Let's talk about life in Zimbabwe. What was a buck ain't worth a dime? No turning back, my friend, from the eventual time. No, there is no turning back, my friend, from the eventual time. We wait for days, they come like weeks, and the weeks they come like years. And everything that passes is like seconds on my watch. But we have who we are, it's here and then it's gone. We tell it in our stories and we sing it in our songs. Talk about life in Zimbabwe, but what the fuck ain't worth a dime? Well, there is no turning back, my friend, the eventual time. No, there is no turning back, my friend, from the eventuals of time.
Since I've been up here this year at Holden, two I didn't. I'm going to start out with one that I didn't. It's called The Magic Box. Every month, when you go to visit your father, there is a new surprise in the magic box. The box is round, It is made of brown wicker material. It is about the size of your father's hand. Today, you find a stuffed hippo inside. Your father says, the magic elves put the surprises in the box. At your father's house, you also have a pet turtle. Its name is Snappy. You wanted a hamster or a dog, but your dad said turtles are the most hygienic. Your pet turtle eats the horse meat your dad keeps in the freezer. One day, your father calls you at your mother's house. He says he decided to let Snappy go. You say, go where? He says, go free. You say, go free where? He says, in the pond. You say, what pond? You know that he is lying. On your fifth birthday, the elves put a plastic pony in the magic box. You say, Dad, what I really want for my birthday is for you to stop smoking. He says, why? You say, because it's gross and you will die. He says, okay, I'll stop. The next time your dad drives you to his house, you find cigarette butts in the ashtray of his car. When you get home, you cut the magic box into 34 pieces with your blue plastic scissors. You bury the pieces at the bottom of your wastebasket. When your dad asks, what happened to the magic box? You say, I don't know. He knows that you are lying. The second one is that I'm gonna do right now is my attempt at a villanelle. And villanelles are sort of a rather complex form of poetry. Probably the most famous one is Dylan Thomas's Do Not Go Gently Into That Good Night. And I didn't quite make it, so it's kind of an almost villanelle. So just, I tried. It's called A Warning. She found him on the wall beside the gate and prefaced their encounter honestly. My chosen male is always willing bait. One cannot help adhering to the innate and complex calls of one's biology. Black widow spiders masticate their mates. He gave in, but could not sate the longings of her heart's degree. The chosen male is always willing bait. Look, even as she mutilates, his body brings the story his grandma told at tea. Black widow spiders masticate their mates. So blurs the tender line between love and hate. A woman lifts her skirt, a man agrees. The chosen male is always willing bait. Love only serves to complicate the crashing call of Carnal's plea. Black widow spiders masticate their mates. Consider, though, the male a willing bait.
There she is. She's going to sing a couple songs between night, and this is one of them. This particular song, if I can pull my stick out of the sand here. Oh, man. Hold on just a second. This particular song is called Images of Madness. And, it's one that I wrote. Thank you. I think I got it. It's one that I wrote while playing music on the street in Seattle at the Pike Place Market, which is a humbling experience indeed. You're singing as loud as you can amidst traffic and passers-by, and not very many people pay attention to you, and sometimes someone might drop a quarter or a burrito that they didn't want to eat. so you learn to sing for yourself. And every once in a while, someone will drop in a dollar and maybe even five, and that will make your day. This is just filled with images from Pike Place Market in a rather abstract collage, if you will. I'm not going to say too much more about it because there's not much I can do to explain it. If I could put my finger on a trace of that reminder, let it all unfold in the hopes that I might find her. The man in the sewer, he said he thought he knew her. The woman by the window says she thought it over. The people in the alley are hanging from the doorway. They are hoping they can see her from the corner by the road. I know a man is dying, but he can't see the end. These are all his faces and the letters that they send. Well, the beggar on the water thought he had a daughter. He saw a picture in the paper, the empty and his slaughter. The lady with the plastic thought her days were over. But the images of madness, the images of madness, the images of madness were hanging on her shoulder. People in the market claim to know her name, but for them as they're walking it all is just the same. The singer in the basement said she wrote his song, but this is what he says whenever anything goes wrong. Well, I can't stand the images of broken, crumpled paper. These were all the words he thought were doing her a favor. The children in the playground are singing as they can. They're hoping she will hear them and maybe understand. Well, the beggar on the water thought he had a daughter. He saw a picture in the paper, the empty and his slaughter. The lady with the plastic thought her days were over. But the images of madness, the images of madness, the images of madness were hanging on her shoulder. But I have no illusions about the slowly dripping water. It's filling up the bathtub with the words he thought he taught her. They said they saw her leaving, walking down the mountain. But I know that what they're seeing is her picture in the fountain. So leave yourself and wonder about the things you know for sure. She said she thought she knew him, but he knew there was no cure. Soon my life is over with nothing left to gain. These are fingers in the anchors, and the anchors hold the pain. Well, the beggar on the water thought he had a daughter. He saw a picture in the paper, the empty and his slaughter. The lady with the plastic thought her days were over. Of madness were hanging on her shoulder. Thanks, Calista. This next song sort of comes out of being in community with a lot of families. And I'm just sort of baffled and amazed and speechless in some ways when I see parents raising children and the amount of themselves that they put into their children. And this song's about that and some of the other things that go along with being a parent, I think. fathers are doing what they can to bring their young ones into this world. They tell them what they know, if indeed show what from life brings joy and what brings pain. So much can go wrong in a lie. So much can go wrong in an eye. Cannot always keep them in your sight. Bed and make your sheets secure. Take another bite of the salad on your plate. Too much to consider, you can only watch away. So much can go wrong in a lie. So much can go wrong in an eye. Cannot always keep them in your sight. In your avoid tragedy around every turn, and when it comes, the pain of this will burn. Try to make room for joy when you can. The moment in the present that children understand. So much can go wrong in a lie. So much can go wrong in a night. Cannot always keep them in your sight. In your sight.
Here, and we were on the elementary school field trip today, and we were talking a little bit about how important it is to be cool in high school, and how sometimes this involves your parents buying you the correct apparel. And my mom was talking about how I kept begging her to buy me an Adidas jacket so I could look like everybody else on the soccer team, and I kept saying, "No, Mom, everybody else has one." And she didn't believe me until she went to a soccer game and everyone else ran out onto the field and had one besides me. So, and in high school, it was also cool to, you know, on spring break, go to really cool places, you know, like the Bahamas or Hawaii. And inevitably, my family would always choose a third world developing country to go to. So, this next poem is about a vacation that we took my freshman year of high school. It's called Haiti. 1993. And the capital of Haiti is Port-au-Prince. At the border between the Dominican Republic and Haiti, the guards searched my father's bag. I was 14. I felt the contraband newspapers hiding behind a neat row of tampons at the bottom of my mother's suitcase. They let us pass. I got my first period. I did not believe in it at first. The color of rust blended so neatly with the color of Port-au-Prince. My mother took my hand. We walked to the Mother Teresa house for sick and dying children. The nurse said, AIDS is transmitted through blood. Do you have any open cuts or sores? I jumped rope with the dying children, my vagina an open wound, tried to keep my own blood pressed inside me. I imagined leaving Haiti with disease and womanhood following me like two bickering children. At the market, my mother bought pads huge as marshmallows. The dust covered us. At the hotel, I played travel Monopoly with my older brothers. I bought Park Place and Boardwalk as soon as I was able. We went to the slum built on refuse. We handed out peach-skinned rubber balls, gifts we bought for the children. The balls shot sideways and backwards from 27 small dark hands. I tried to watch all the bouncing at once. We went to the medical clinic. In the waiting room, a woman combed my brother's coarse dark hair with a purple plastic comb she pulled from her dusty breast. My mother heard three gunshots outside our hotel. She heard the roosters crow. She carried the white skin of her children rubbing gritty against her soul. We flew home. We watched Last of the Mohicans on the flight. My mother covered my eyes. Said to the stewardess, I don't know how you can show this. Explicit violence, she wrote on a complaint card in rounding cursive script. She covered my eyes. I watched the violence on her palm spread into my heart like fire. This next one is entitled Calypso. And for those of you who don't know, Calypso is a character from the Odyssey by Homer, and Odysseus, the main character, gets shipwrecked on this island, and Calypso is a nymph who sort of both sexually entertains him and tries to keep him captive for years. So, Calypso. Keeping a man excited on an island for 7 years is not an easy task. The tricks of lovemaking are hard to stretch out over the long, slow, looping moons of many months. Palm fronds have the power to tickle only when tickling is desired by the other. Even breasts are hard to keep interesting. Believe me, I tried. Coated mine in shells and sand, let them surface seductively between waves of salty brine. But here is how it is with men. There is always another ship on the horizon. Even during lovemaking, their eyes are always squinting as though the next bark into shore might lie behind the iris of your eyes. Odysseus left on a raft he made from bark and leaves, and I'll tell you what, I was a little happy. When the purpose of your life is to make another love you, you start to hate your own reflection. Even your voice sounds traitorous. Words jump from your throat, unbidden, betraying who you are. The only way to keep a man like that is to build a boat yourself. Put him in it while he sleeps. Send him out to sea. Then, when he wakes, you have become the horizon, the thin line of home and flesh he unwillingly left behind.
Song called Whitman, and I called it Whitman because it's based on a Walt Whitman poem. I can't remember the title exactly, but it's something about perfect returns, and the gist of the poem is something about or merely perfect returns of that which has come before us, which is pretty much, I would have to say, the spiritual center of my life. There's no one exempt from perfect returns, the way of shadows and broken small turns. What of your words and what do they do? This is the path and it's coming through. Coming through you. These are your stories and this is your song. She is a saint and she's singing along. When the clatter comes in, hold tight to your head. There's nothing but branches where you were instead. Where you were instead. There's no seed exempt from the soil of the earth, the wind and the rain, this place of your birth. We're scattered and grown in this field of the sun. Such are these thoughts and words, this battle begun, this battle begun. We fight our own soul, eternal of age, scattered with pieces and faces born from rage. We are not of our own determination, yet we fight. This forest is burning from ashes and light. Ashes and light. Ashes and light. Ashes and light. Where are we now that we've not been before? You are as you are, so much less to ignore. These are perfect returns, still perfectly free. I'm not my questions as you are not me. As you are not me. Though we may argue and wield our knives, I'm holding your knife and you're holding my eyes. Baggage and buildings broken and burned. This is called entropy, quietly spoken. Perfect returns. Perfect returns. Too bad about heat and energy lost. This is called life and life has its cost. Bound down, broken down, frown lost in time. Choices are mirrors just scattered around. Scattered around. Even my prayer, as meek as I am, is the voice of the past, the future began. Those of your words are spoken in slight. You have your answers lost in the light. Lost in the light. Lost in the light. Lost in the light. Heavy regret like gravity pulls. Who has the time to count all the skulls? These are faces, so much less to forget. These are reactions, though not spoken yet. Though not spoken yet. Even my prayer as meek as I am is the voice of the past, the future begin. Those of your words are spoken in slight. You have your answers lost in the light. 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 Thank you. Sound of a gun. And I wrote it when I went home for a little bit before I thought that I was going to move to New Mexico, which I did move to New Mexico for 3 days. Before I went to New Mexico, I had to get myself some health insurance, and I had to take my money out of the bank. And along the way, I watched the debate between Al Gore and George Bush. And all these things kind of had me a little fragile. I go down to the parkway, the parking lot's desert. Bother myself with premiums and credit, pneumonia, bronchitis, seizures and pills. She's asking me questions, find out what else. Bills are bi-monthly, make payments with checks. These people send me your home address. She's asking me questions of which none apply to healthy young men with tears in their eyes, and I sigh. Knowing full well my time will come, with paintings of pictures and faces undone. This is your life, this is your life. The sound of a gun, sound of a gun. Go to the bank to take out my money. She sits at her desk, her suit coat looks funny. Brown hair, answering phone calls and pulling out paper. Can I help you, she asks. I hand her a slip. Would you like an account, she asks, using papers and clips. I say no, I am moving. A cashier's check, please, I prefer. Goes to the back, numbers on paper. I tell her that's fine, I'm on my way. These are the games, pieces of puzzles and plays as we play. Offices, paperwork, pens, procedures in place. I only want time to wander and pace these routines and distractions. Routines and distractions. Exception to grace. Exception to grace. I sit down within walls to watch the debate. Al and George with podium postures and face. Questions and numbers with faces decisive. Taxes, church treatments, teachers, soldiers' defenses. There's nothing but numbers in your flaming head. There's nothing but money where you were instead. preaching prosperity and claims of penning disgrace. We'll need more than questions and answers to fill up this room. Your face that is twitching, toll takers counting and adding the odds. Playing with numbers and praising the gods. Night after night, changes take place. These that we know, please keep the faith.
Going to do this one, but I decided under the circumstances it was appropriate. When I first came to Holden this summer in mid-August, my stepfather, Peter, who's here right now, was undergoing open heart surgery, and unexpectedly. And so I wrote this poem around that time. And so thinking about Gail today, I thought it might be a good one to read. So this one's for Gail. On the day of my father's open heart surgery. Today I am thinking about hearts. I am thinking about blood. I do not know how to snip an artery in one place and reattach it in another. I do not know if an artery blockage could fit on my thumbnail or eat up the palm of my hand. I wonder what color it is, if I could roll it between my fingers like putty. I'm thinking about blood, about the sound of a bone being cracked in order to heal something underneath. I am thinking of the doctor pulling back the breastplate like the lid of an old rusty trunk. I am thinking of hinges, of age and rust. I'm thinking of a camera, tiny as a gerbil's tooth, working its way up my stepfather's leg to take a picture of his heart. What does a picture of my heart look like? Or yours? They come in black and white, like an aerial photograph of a mountain meadow, a bustling ecosystem. Simply a matter of connecting one stream to another. I wonder if you looked closely enough, if you could see foxes in the picture, willow trees, or daffodils. The picture of my heart is black and white. There is a fawn in the meadow. Her spots are white as dawn. There are flowers, too small to be identified from this distance, teardrops against the gray-green grass. There are streams running out of the meadow, little arteries. Someday, a storm will heave its way through this photograph, will uproot trees, scrape the earth from the stream bed walls. The teardrop flowers will hide their heads. The fawn will disappear. The wreckage will try to flow down the stream, will find it too small, will burst into the meadow on either side, pressing water into the thirsty earth, bearing my death, this life. A little bit of a lighter note. during the winter this year in Winter Community, we had a long-term staff member here named Kent Gustafson, who's actually, I think, coming back this weekend. But while he was here, he took a bunch of Dr. Seuss books and put music to them, and so we had this Dr. Seuss operetta. So for about 2 weeks beforehand, I got to practice with the kids, the elementary kids, a lot in the school. And so hearing Dr. Seuss sung every day, combined with living at Holden Village, I think brought about this poem. So this one's for Kent Gustafson. It's called Dr. Seuss and Jesus Mary. The wedding is full of sneeches and disciples. You are there too. The three wise men receive the gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, newfangled whizzingers and blue boomeroos, a fatted calf, incense, and tickle-me-goo. Simon Peter brings a rooster. The Lorax brings a seed. Mary sways gently above the guest registry, hands the ballpoint pen to guests as if it was a splinter from the cross. Everyone agrees the ceremony is delightful. The burning bush lights the marriage candle, while the tiniest who down in Whoville sings a quiet, forgotten song about love. Dr. Seuss and Jesus exchange vows. Love your neighbor as yourself. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. Thou shalt not kill a star-bellied sneech. Whoever does this to the least of Horton, here's a who. This is my body, given for you. At the reception, the cat in the hat does tricks for the apostles. Jesus turns the water into wine and begins a parable. There were once three sons. Dr. Seuss interrupts. It's our wedding, honey. Lighten up. Jesus smiles, lets his shoulders sag, tries to forget about the lost sheep who lies bleating in the corner next to Daniel of Lion's Den fame. The truffula trees sway while a group of zooks butter their dinner rolls on the wrong side. The tax collectors and lepers do the Macarena with zest. Fox in socks joins them, showing off. I can do it on a box. See me, watch me, eating lox. It grows dark. Robed and furry creatures wander off into the night until only a few stragglers remain. The Grinch pulls a slightly tipsy Mary Magdalene onto the dance floor, tangos her with a resolution she finds mythical. Sand flutters from her robe into his deep green fur. I understand you know something about rolling away stones. He growls deeply into her fine crescent ear. You are there too, on the lawn, smiling at the scent of fresh cut grass and the bubbles of champagne that rise up the back of your throat. My friend, I must tell you, Dr. Seuss and Jesus don't make it. The wedding is beautiful, but the marriage falls apart. Do not be sad. Some worlds are never meant to coexist. This is a fact of life on a planet where every single person wanders a completely different earth. Do not be sad. Look at Jesus now. He knows the ending too. Knows there will be no resurrection, no angel clothed in white. But he sits there still, smelling the grass like you, waiting to be broken.
Thank you. between two worlds as we go from music to poetry.
I kind of like that. This song is called I've Been Cured. Of that ill called love. Well, I've been cured of that ill called love. Left it behind with all my worries and woes. It's too much trouble, never worth the time it takes to make it good, to make it a good love, a good love. Walking down the road alone. Maybe someday I will stumble over someone by mistake, someone worth the time and all the heartache. But for now, I'd really rather be alone and on my own, walking down the road. At first it feels so good, and over time that feeling slowly fades away. Makes you wonder whether love was really ever meant to stay, or is it just a game we play, thinking things like love will always stay the same. Well, I've been cured of that ill called love. Left it behind with all my worries. It's too much trouble, never worth the time it takes to make it good, to make it a good love, a good love, to make it a good love. Thank you. One of those mood songs that you kind of sing in one of those kind of, I don't know how to put it, more jaded moments.
And this song is the exact opposite.
Yeah.
The sappiest song he's ever written.
That's right. Nice and sappy. So put on your sappy hat. It's almost too sappy for me, I must admit. But I'll sing it anyway. It's called Someone.
Someone make me a lover. Someone make me a mountain. Someone make make me an oak tree that I can climb. Someone hold my hand, please. Someone hold my heart. Someone give me a reason to sing. Someone give me their friendship, and I'll give someone mine. Someone give me this life here, and I'll be fine. Someone make me a lover. Someone make me a mountain. Someone make me an oak tree that I can climb. Someone give me a kind word. Someone give me a warm embrace. Someone give me a kiss on my face. Gentle as the sunlight, as evening draws near. Gentle as the heavens, in the sky so clear. The sky so clear. Someone make me a lover. Someone make me a mountain. Someone make me an oak tree that I can. Someone make me a lover. Someone make me a mountain. Someone make me an old tree that I can climb.
Around. Then Joshua's going to do one or two more songs, and then we're going to do and then we're going to do a collaborative song poem effort, which will be interesting. This is sort of to continue along with the love theme that Joshua started here. And I'm a little partial to this poem right now because it's called First Sex, but parts of it are a little bit, for me, sort of about what being at Holden this year has meant for me. Not like I've been having a lot of sex. Y'all get it when I read the poem, okay? Okay, so, first sex. We take as much as God will let us hold. We pushed our luck and went for applesauce. It smelled of spring. I pressed it to my nose. I watched the way his thin, hard body grew. I watched the way his thin, hard body grew and spread the applesauce as best I could on tissue, bone, and muscle. Musclemans. How aptly named the stuff we chose to use. How aptly named the stuff we chose to use. KY jelly and a Trojan too. For someone to whom words are very dear, I found that I could barely watch the scene. I found that I could barely watch the scene. I floated heaving by the vase he filled with wildflowers from the dusty road. He gathered arms of petals while I watched. He gathered all my petals while I watched. How arm becomes a leg, becomes a sex. I tried to make my body mimic his. Pain a thing I thought I understood. Pain a thing I thought I understood. Girls know how to break a million ways. But no one ever taught me to survive. The dying and the dancing both at once. The dying and the dancing both at once. Hard tears that slipped and fell into my hair. His mournful smile as he tried to give all that I had wanted to receive. But all that I had wanted to receive were things I couldn't mouth the words to know. I watched him gather petals by the road. We take as much as God will let us hold.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys a choice here. Sorry. There's one song that's kind of a more upbeat, fast-paced song, and then there's one that's kind of a little bit more slow and perhaps depressing. So what are you all in the mood for? Well, that's not, you can't do that.
Another love song.
Oh, Gary, I don't have very many love songs. The happy one?
Yeah.
Okay, you got it. Well, I don't know how happy it is, but it's upbeat. I mean, last tempo, anyway. I wrote this song the first time I left Holden, about maybe 2 years ago or so, when I left Holden to go to Seattle. And I'm headed to Seattle, and there is no way to tell whether this is catastrophic or I'm on my way to hell. Whatever happens is what happens, no matter what they say. No matter how you see it, it's just another flowing day. As I'm moving on. I have my sword and shield and I'm staring at the sun. With all the journeys that I travel, I never know for sure whether this one is the right one or another broken door. Cause I'm moving on. Just like all my broken strings, it's all about a story. I know it's not my own. The drama is unfolding. I can feel it in my bones. Everybody, 'cause I'm moving on. Okay, this is our collaborative effort. It's a short. What is it called, Kaden?
Guardian Angel.
Okay.
It was written after reading a lot of Hafiz. If any of you know that book that's in the bookstore, you'll. Anyway. Guardian Angel has the night shift. Go to sleep. One eye is always open. The one that is shut is dreaming of you.
Guardian angel, as the night shifts, go to sleep. One eye is always open. The one that is shut is dreaming of guardian angel, as the night shifts, go to sleep. One eye is always open. The one that is shut is
tonight. Thank you all for coming.
For coming.
It's been really fun.